everybody. How's it going? Big Promo Cast, episode 92, on our way to 100. I'm going to talk about some new fast food swag that we found. How our local sports ball team is causing some trouble. And follow up on some stuff we talked about last week.
Cool. I'm going to talk about some interesting holiday sweaters from Sailor Jerry. An advertisement from Jaguar that was voted the most effective in October.
Okay.
And some reasons that maybe you might want to create an app for your organization.
All right. Let's go.
Welcome to the Big Promo Cast with Amber and Rich. In this podcast, Amber and Rich discuss the world of marketing, branding, and promotional products. Now, here's Amber and Rich.
How's everything today?
Not too shabby.
I should put that on a button, on a sound button. Not too shabby. I'll just play it for you. You don't even have to talk. How's your week so far?
Not bad.
Yeah.
We went to a work Christmas party thing for the husband on Friday.
Okay.
That was weird.
Why was it weird?
I'm not a people person.
Was it at night or in the daytime at the office?
It was that evening.
Oh, they rented a place. I remember you told us that. Where was it? Downtown? Some big fancy place?
It was in Deep Ellum.
Oh, it was Punch Bowl.
Yeah.
Punch Bowl Social.
Yes.
Yeah. That's supposed to be a good place. I think they have those all over the country, like 10 of them or something in different cities. I've never been. Do you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right. But you didn't like the people?
Like I said, I'm just not a people person. Oh. Everybody was nice, though.
All right. Well, that's good. You want to start or you want me to start?
You can start.
Jerry Jones and his cronies, Dallas Cowboys, shipped custom-made benches to Washington for a football game. Because these are, where'd it go? For some reason, when you play at the Washington Field, it's outdoors. Mm-hmm. And the visitor benches almost never, the heaters on the benches almost never work.
Oh, okay.
So Jerry says, well, the heck with that. We'll bring our own dang benches. And people are up in arms about it, which is kind of cool. But they look great. I mean, look awesome.
Yeah.
Custom made benches for the team to sit on and the heaters work. So
nice.
That's pretty nice. But something else they did is before every game, Washington does an event t-shirt for that game.
Okay.
And our local Cowboys denied them the use of their logo. So these are some others that they've done in the past. But the Cowboys denied them the use of the logo.
Wow. That's weird.
It's dumb. I mean, aren't we all, I don't know. I mean, you're trying to promote football in general. I don't know, Jerry. You know, you can only be, I mean, you're a billionaire. What do you care? Really? I mean, make us all look like a bunch of dorks. Anyway, so everybody's going to say the Cowboys are going to lose that game because they brought in their own benches and they were being sticklers, but they won. They beat the crap out of them. Anyway, they should have. I don't know. I'm a Cowboy fan, but I'm not a Cowboy fan sometimes. But that's just me. I don't have anything to add. You have anything to add about that?
I think that was pretty smart to bring those benches in.
Oh, of course. That was smart. Being crappy about the t-shirt logo thing.
Yeah, bogus. I agree.
And what is it? It's just a stupid star on a helmet. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you going to do? I don't know. I think I should have just done it without asking. Just make a bunch of shirts. And, oh, sorry. What are you sue me? It's already done. It's too late. Anyway. Whatever. Where do you want to start with?
Let's go with Sailor Jerry.
Sailor Jerry. Is that this guy?
Yeah. Sailor Jerry is doing tattoo showing holiday sweaters.
If you have a tattoo, though, right?
Yeah. So okay. What they've done is they did this through December 10th.
Okay. So it's over with?
Yeah.
Oh, too bad.
But what they were doing is you could send a picture of your tattoos to them via Instagram.
Okay.
And you would be entered to win one of these custom holiday sweaters that show off your tattoos. They have specifically placed holes in the sweater.
If you're listening on the podcast, this is horrible because you can't see it. But these sweaters have, like, one guy has no sleeve at all on his sweater because he wants to show his whole arm. Another guy has a big hole in the back, so his t-shirt, so his tattoo on the back will show through the sweater. You know, that kind of defeats the purpose of having a sweater if you're half on it's open. What's this girl's doing? This girl has one that's, oh, it's just on her arm, it looks like.
Yeah, she's got three random holes on her arm.
Oh, Jesus Louise. And this guy here has one, it looks like it covers part of his shoulder and then his forearm. I wonder if those are connected. I can't tell. You see that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I thought that was odd.
I don't know if it's odd, but it's, you know, tattoos are a thing. I mean, when I was growing up, it wasn't a thing. It was like, if you had a tattoo, that meant you were in the military in the 80s. I mean, I guess it got popular in the 90s and everybody started. Oh, now you can't walk down the street without hitting another tattoo shop. They're all over the place. I mean, you have to have some kind of talent to do it, so.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen some ugly tattoos, too.
Yeah, I've got one that was done by...
Oh, no.
It was done by someone who was learning to be a tattoo artist. Oh,
boy. I would not want to be a student.
Oh, my God.
It's one thing to go to a barber college, like get a test haircut, but I don't think I would do a tattoo.
Yeah. It looks kind of rough.
Can you get it covered up?
No. It's still there.
No, you can get it covered up, though.
Yeah, I can.
You know, I've seen, there's like a tattoo reality show or something where they fix bad tattoos. They don't fix them. They just basically do a tattoo over what you already have.
Yeah. But it's pretty big. I don't know that I would.
What's big?
My tattoo.
No, what do you think is big?
Oh.
Like 10 by 10? How big is it?
No, it's... Let's see.
Uh-oh.
Probably.
You reach around the back. That's bad.
It's probably about 6 or 7 inches tall.
My God. On your back?
Yeah.
Wow. One of these days, I'll have to see that. That'll be fun. That'll be interesting. All right. So if you're listening on the podcast, she just showed us her. No, she didn't.
No,
really.
I didn't.
She didn't. Anyway. Oh, man. All right, tattoo talk. Here's some fun festive news. Del Monte is passing out wrapping paper that smells like fruit.
What?
It's not even scratch and sniff, but it's got their logo on the wrapping paper. But one smells like banana, one smells like pineapple, and one smells like pink globe pineapple, which I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
So if you're a fan of pink Dole pineapple, you can, I don't know. I thought it was weird. I mean, I don't know what that flavor is. I mean, the wrapping paper looks cool, though. Kind of Christmassy? I don't know, maybe. But
it doesn't look that Christmassy.
Well, it's got these Christmas ball on
that's
it.
True.
Yeah,
that's
and true. Snowflakes. But snowflakes and bananas? I don't know. Pineapples and ornaments? Maybe. But pink glow? I have no clue what pink glow is. So to get this, you just send an email to fun@freshdelmonte.com. Include your mailing address and a U.S. mailing address, and you may win these free wrapping paper that smells like something.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah, I wonder how long the smell lasts.
Like
if you get it, I mean, Christmas is next Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So if you get it, I don't know. Just wonder how long it'll last.
Yeah.
And do you want your house smelling like that? Like a pineapple?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you've already got Christmas smells going on, like incense and...
cookies and...
all that junk.
Candles.
Yeah. And then we're going to add pineapple to it, or bananas, or pink glow, whatever that is. Anyway, fun stuff. That's all I got about that.
All right. Jaguar.
Jaguar, okay.
Has done an ad... this is actually in the UK. The ad is very, very simple. It's an orange Jaguar with an orange background.
Uh-huh.
And it says, at the top, it says live loud.
Okay.
And at the bottom, it says dare to be original. And apparently this was geared toward the LGBT community. Basically, the taglines are supposed to reach out to the community to express their individuality.
Oh, okay.
You know,
is that what live loud means? Or
Dare to be original.
Mm-hmm.
And they were named as the most effective ad in the month of October.
In that magazine or in general?
I think it's in that magazine.
Ranked among the top UK ads of all time.
Oh.
And the most effective of October. That's all. According to the latest The Works study by Kantar. Whoever that is. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, here's another cool thing. People in the UK are still reading magazines?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's okay, but.
But I thought that was pretty cool. And, like, it shows that you don't have to be really, really loud and crazy with your advertising. Like, this is very simple.
Yep, very simple. Just a picture of a car in orange. Colors are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Not much to it. It doesn't even have a call to action. Just search Jaguar F-Type.
Yep.
Like, visit us on my, or your dealer or anything like that. Take a test drive. Didn't say anything like that.
Yeah.
Very simple. Cool. That's a good one.
I like it.
We have a new fast food player in the swag game.
Oh, yeah?
Our buddies at Jack in the Box down the street. I'm gonna pick a big bone. I mean, the stuff looks cool. They've got this, you know, it looks like a Jack head pattern on a hoodie. That's kind of cool. And then when you go to their swag store, they're like heavily into the Jack head thing.
Yeah.
They've got his picture on the pocket. They've got this picture on the front of the t-shirt. They've got a little bag of ping pong balls with his face on them that are kind of fun. Fingernail stickers.
Wow.
That are just little pictures of him and tacos and different things, which are kind of cool. They call it foodie nail art. But let me get back to, like, pick a random wearable. How about this West Coast specialty with a picture of Jack on the front?
All right.
Jack in the Box, right?
Yes.
The largest size they have is 2X.
Huh.
So anybody, any big fat guy that eats a lot of Jack in the Box, 3X, 4X, 5X, you're out of luck.
Wow.
You don't get one. You don't get a shirt. You can have a bag of ping pong balls. I don't know. I thought that was kind of crummy. Also, they have a bottle opener. Why would you have a happy hour bottle opener for Jack in the Box? They don't sell drinks in bottles, and they don't sell beer that I know of.
No, they don't, but their tacos are awesome whenever.
Oh, you know, you're right. Bag of tacos and get a six-pack at the liquor store next door? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I can see that. All right. I'll take that. And then they've got, you know, a dog collar for your that's kind of a festive looking.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
There's nothing wrong. I mean, dogs need stuff too. But
yeah.
Anyway, small or large, depending on what size your dog is, I guess. Anyway, Jack in the Box is new to the game, and they're whatever. See if they're killing it or not. But everything's 2X is the biggest size.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's a dumb. Joggers? Who's going to jog? If you're a Jack in the Box user or eater, consumer, how much jogging are you doing? I would call these fat pants. What do they call them? when you eat so much, like on Thanksgiving, you wear your sweats so you don't have to worry about your.
Yeah.
They call it something, but anyway, that's what I would call these. Because I wouldn't call them joggers at all. Anyway, that's all I got about Jack in the Box.
All right. So I did a blog post recently.
All right.
About creating an app for your organization.
Okay.
So a lot of people are starting to get in the app game.
Uh-huh.
And I've been trying to figure out, like, why it might be a good idea.
Okay.
And I have figured out the magic reason.
You've unlocked the mystery?
Yes.
Okay.
So you for your business, what you can do is you can take your website and just basically put it in the app.
Yeah, I've seen people do that.
So that way it's easy to find products and stuff like that. You can schedule appointments.
Okay.
And maybe even allow your customers to see the progress of like if they ordered something or there's a project.
Oh, to see their order status and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then there are also nonprofits that can use apps. And a lot of people like don't think that nonprofits could use an app like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is you can have an easy way to donate via the app. You can set up a calendar of your events, so that way your donors can see what's going on.
Okay.
And a lot of nonprofits do like educational stuff, maybe putting videos up on YouTube and stuff like that. You can make your educational videos more accessible.
Okay. I just noticed your camera's off a little bit.
Oh.
I don't know why, but anyway, it's been like that for 20 minutes or whatever, so we're going to wait to fix it. But anyway.
But yeah.
Yeah, apps are good. You know, it takes up a lot of real estate on a phone, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I've got way more apps than, I've got like 6 pages of stuff. And I've got a bunch of stuff in folders. Does Android have folders?
Not that I know of.
So if you have like Facebook and Twitter, you can't put them into a single folder that has both your social things in it?
So I know that there are folders that you can have on the phone, but I don't know how to like add a folder or anything.
I see.
Like all of the Gmail stuff, all the Google stuff is in a folder.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
But it was set up like that.
Oh, interesting. So you don't know.
Yeah.
Because I know iPhone, you just drag. If I drag Twitter to Facebook, it'll create a folder automatically.
Okay.
Because you can't open one with the other. So it just puts them in the same folder, and then you can name it whatever you want. But anyway, so I have a bunch of random apps that I don't hardly ever use. I'm sure I've got probably 100 that I don't ever use. But I'm just pulling my phone out now. If I want to be on that first screen where people are going to use it, it's got to be pretty important to me.
Yeah.
To get that attention. All the rest of the stuff is, I don't know. Yes, everybody needs an app, but will everybody use it? I don't know.
Fair enough.
That's why we don't have one. I mean, it would be too, I don't know if it'd be too costly. I just don't think people would use it. Our customers. Heck, they won't even log in from our desktop to check their orders. They're always calling, or emailing or whatever. So
it's definitely not for everyone.
I tell you what, that nonprofit thing's a good idea though, because nonprofits can get stuff done. I mean, they can have people donate the time to build it, so there would be no cost to it. They just have to get it distributed. So
yeah,
that's cool. Anything else about that?
Nope, that's all I got.
Update on beer ornaments from Miller High Life.
Okay.
I logged into this website every day when they said to log in. Mm-hmm. And like, for example, Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, I got on there and I had it refreshing every minute. They said, oh, they're going to be released between 11 and 2. I had a thing set up to refresh every minute. Mm-hmm. And I did it for 2 or 3 days. Never came up. I think these are made up.
Huh.
I don't think they exist. Because today, you had a certain amount of time. Today, all the beer ornaments have been sold out. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful holiday season. I bet they never existed, because I never, ever, ever saw that they were available. Like for 5 days. Every time eventually it would say, nope, come back tomorrow after a while. Mm-hmm. And then like they were, and there's no way they could come like, unless they sold one a day.
Yeah.
Which I guess could happen, but I don't know.
That's weird.
Miller Lite. So I'm drinking Shinerbach all weekend. So there you go. So that's what I'm saying about Miller Lite. That's the only update. Oh, I have another update, but I'm not really ready for it. And it's not, remember we talked about this book called For Promotional Use Only.
Yes.
And it's a whole bunch of this company, A24, which is a movie company, A24 Films. They have this book of movie-oriented merch. And it's just a kind of a coffee table book. A Jackass whoopee cushion, for one. Come on, you're not laughing. what was the other good thing I found in here? A jacket. A jacket for guess what? The color purple. Guess what color it is? I don't know. This is a pretty cool book. Oh, this was funny. Sorry. Jaws knee-high stockings.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I don't know why it's just funny that they would get, I don't know. Like, is the shark going to swim up and bite your feet off and then have your stockings? Terminator sunglasses, stuff like that. Oh, Con Air peanuts, like if you're going to fly on Con Air.
Nice.
This is Buckle Up. Anyway, there's some fun stuff in this book. And also check out their website. They have some really cool stuff on there. Sometimes they auction it off. But anyway.
Do you know what their website is?
A24. A24 Films, I think.
Okay.
But I'll put it in the notes. But that's really all I have about that. Shout outs?
I want to give a shout out to Thorin's Mead.
Thorin? T-H-O-R-E-N?
R-I-N.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll be sure to link them up.
Yeah. They did the Texas Viking Festival.
Okay.
And it was pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And of course they serve, because it's a meadery. I mean, they actually make mead there.
A meadery. What is mead like? Is it good?
So I really don't care for mead that much, but Thorin's Mead is actually pretty good.
Oh, so it's for the mead lover that does, or sorry, it's for the mead person that doesn't like mead.
Yeah.
That's probably a funny line in there somewhere.
But yeah, it was pretty awesome. And and I got to meet Thorin.
Oh, it's really a person?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he's fantastic.
Is that his real name? Is Thorin? T-H-O-R-I-N?
I don't know.
Is that his first name? Is that his first name?
Yeah.
Or is it like Bill Thorin?
No, that's his first name.
That's an odd first name. No wonder he's a Viking. That's a crack up. And he makes mead.
Yes.
What is it like beer?
It's like
is honey, it heavy?
A honey ale kind of thing.
Is it heavy?
Yeah.
Can you drink like 50 of them or not? It's really too heavy.
Well, I mean, I'm sure some people can.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it's pretty heavy.
Is it cold, hot, strong?
So you can drink it warm, but it tastes better cold.
Okay. So it's like beer or ale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it foamy like beer? Carbonated?
No.
Oh, wow. I'll have to check that out. Maybe. Is it good though?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
A lot of alcohol in it, or do you know?
I don't know.
How many did you have before you had to say, oh, I got too many?
Oh, I didn't have a whole one I was sharing with.
Oh, man. Oh, so you don't even, okay. That's cool. Mead. I want to give a shout out to all my folks doing Blogmas. I've said Blogmas, but I mean Vlogmas, where we'd go online every day in December. And I don't know. The Ecamm groups are a lot of fun people. A lot of fun stuff going on. Some people are doing cooking. Some people are doing, you know, walking around the town vlogs. Some people are going for walks in parks. Some people are just getting on there and shooting the shit. So it's really fun. It's really fun. All kinds of fun stuff going on. And also I want to give a shout out to the Promo Soapbox.
All right.
Which is two guys put it together when the pandemic started because we couldn't get out and see our suppliers. So now I'm in this thing where once a month we have a 2 hour, you set aside 2 hours to meet with suppliers and you have 4 20-minute meetings with a 10-minute break in between. So yesterday from 2 to 4, I got on there and I met with one supplier from, 2 to 2:30, and then met with the next one, the next one, the next one. It was very, very nice. Fun. And you're one-on-one. It's over the internet, whatever, Zoom or whatever, but actually it's over Google Meet. But it's in-depth conversation with one thing. There's no distractions and you're not messing with the chat, watching a video presentation. It's like GoToWebinar where it's pretty much one-sided.
Right.
It's actually, here's what we have. Oh, here's a question. Oh, answer the question. Oh, let's talk about something else. And it's just, it's one-on-one conversation with real people. So
nice.
It's a really cool thing. It's a lot cooler than doing a, webinar, virtual show kind of thing.
Yeah.
That being said, I did sign up for SKUCon, which is next month. Did you want to sign up for that?
Depends on what day it is.
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah, from 9 a.m. till actually 8 a.m. our time. No, that's not right. 9 a.m. their time, so it's 11 our time.
Okay.
So 11 to 7 or something.
Okay.
If you want, we'll talk about it, but it's virtual, so it's like it never sells out.
Yeah.
As many as you want. But anyway, that's all I know about that. So I am looking, but that's Draplin's going to be speaking at that one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so he's early. He's like first or second, so you can get that out of the way.
Okay.
I like him. That's all I know about that. Anything else we want to talk about?
Promo code for this month is Santa, S-A-N-T-A.
I'm such a failure. I always forget about that. C-T-A, promo code. All right, that's all I got.
All right.
We're going to end it?
Yeah, see you guys next week.
Everybody have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Big Promo Cast. The Big Promo Cast is a production of Bigger Fish, copyright 2024. This show is supported by listeners like you. We'd love a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you liked it, tell your friends. And if you didn't like it, tell your friends. You can find a link to our YouTube channel in the show notes. Our video is powered by Ecamm Live. Get a free trial at bigpromo.live/ecamm with two M's. Our podcast is hosted by Captivate.fm. Get a free trial at bigpromo.live/captivate. Thanks again for listening to the Big Promo Cast.